Hello and welcome to C.S. Scott Inc. Presents. What's beneath your dock could cost you everything. If you own waterfront property or you're thinking about building a dock, seawall, or pier, this episode might be one of the most important ones you hear. Because today we're talking about something most people never see, but it's the one thing that determines whether your structure lasts 30 years or fails in the next major storm. We're talking about what's beneath your dock. Here's the reality. On the surface, most docks look the same. Clean decking, solid framing, everything looks great on day one. But what separates a dock that lasts from one that fails isn't what you see above the water. It's the piles driven below it. With C3 Scott Marine Construction, we're not just about building structures, we're about building them the right way from the ground up. And that starts with one critical decision. How those piles are installed. Now, here's something most contractors won't openly explain. There are different ways to install marine pilings, and they are not equal. Some use a method called jetting, basically using high-pressure water to loosen the soil so the pile sinks into place. It's faster, it's cheaper, and for the contractor, it's easier. But here's the problem. It weakens the surrounding soil. Which means over time, especially with tides, currents, and storms, those piles can shift, loosen, or fail entirely. And by the time you notice it, you're already dealing with costly repairs or full replacement. That's why at C3 Scott, we don't cut corners. We use mechanical-driven pile systems, the same method trusted for long-term structural integrity in coastal environments. Instead of loosening the soil, we drive each pile deep into the earth using mechanical force until it reaches what's called refusal, that point where the pile hits a layer strong enough to support real structural load. It's not a guess. It's not based on depth alone. It's verified, pile by pile. And after more than 25 years working along the Crystal Coast, we've seen what happens when that process is skipped. We've replaced docks that didn't make it through their first hurricane. We've repaired seawalls that were never properly installed to begin with. And almost every time, the issue traces back to the same thing. The foundation wasn't done right. When we take on a project, we approach it differently. We start with a full site evaluation, looking at water depth, soil conditions, and environmental factors. Because in places like Carteret County, no two sites are the same. From there, we select the right materials, whether it's treated timber piles for docks or vinyl and steel sheet piles for seawalls. Then we position everything with precision and drive each pile to verified bearing capacity. Because when the foundation is right, everything above it performs the way it should. Whether it's new dock construction, seawall or bulkhead installation, boatlift pilings, pier construction, or storm damage repair. Every project we do is built on that same principle. Do it right the first time. We also handle all the permitting, including CEMA requirements here in North Carolina. So you're not left trying to navigate regulations or risk costly mistakes. Everything is done properly, from the paperwork to the final build. Because at the end of the day, your waterfront property isn't just another project. It's your investment, your space to relax, your place to make memories. And it deserves to be built on something solid. So if you're planning a project or even just considering one, take the time to ask the right question. How are the piles being installed? Because that answer will tell you everything you need to know about how long your structure will last. If you want to learn more or get a free estimate, you can reach out to C3 Scott today. We're always happy to walk your property, explain your options, and help you make the right decision. No pressure. Call Willie Scott at 336-816-8170 or Cody Scott at 252-241-3272 to schedule your free estimate. And remember, when it comes to marine construction, what's beneath the surface makes all the difference.